T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We are back. It's Marks and Reese as the Eagles have a new head coach, Nick Sirianni. And to discuss is a longtime, the authority in sports in Indianapolis, the longtime writer and now the senior writer with The Athletic, Bob Kravitz, joins Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Bob, thank you so much for a few minutes. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, gentlemen. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. Somewhat surprised. It seemed like the last 36 to 48 hours, the whole Sirianni thing kind of picked up steam. What was your reaction? Are you surprised that he got the job?
Yeah, I was surprised. I thought of any of the Colts assistants that probably their defensive coordinator, Matt Eberflus, would be the guy. Nothing against Nick, who is a great guy and I'm sure a terrific football coach, but he's never been a head coach anywhere at any level that I'm aware of. Mm. And, you know, here in Indianapolis, it was Frank Reich who called the plays. Now, of course, you know, he had the same role, basically, here in Indy that Frank had with Doug Peterson in right. Philadelphia. So, you know, and Frank has gone on to be a very successful head coach. So I'm not saying that he can't be. But, yeah, I was a little bit surprised. I thought eventually Nick would get his chance, but not quite this early. So they're stepping out. They're stepping out and taking a chance.
When you look at the offense out there, I know you said Frank was calling the plays. Is there any way to determine how much input that Nick had into sort of, I guess, the design or the philosophy of the offense? And if so, what would you say would have been the sort of identity of that Colts offense?
Well, you know, they're very multidimensional, and they're a take what the defense gives you type of offense. They're not going to go ground and pound just because it sounds good. They're not going to be wide open. It really depends. I mean, they've had some games where they've run for 250 yards. They've had some games where they've thrown for 350. It's very multidimensional. And if you talk to Frank Reich, he does not hesitate to tell you that Nick is very, very involved in the planning of the offense, putting the whole thing together. So, you know, what you see with Frank Reich, I think, is what you're going to see with Nick Sirianni.
Mm. You know, Bob, it seems like that you feel like this was a year too early, right, rather than a year too late. In other words, if the Colts have success next year, he could have been the hot candidate next year?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. And again, it's because, you know, he hasn't been like Frank. He was the offensive coordinator who didn't call all the plays.
Yep.
But he's a very sharp dude. He's, was he 38, 40, something like that.
39.
Very sharp guy, 39. The media will love him. He's very forthcoming. The way they work things here in Indianapolis, we get the coordinators once a week, which is a nice little thing that they do. And Nick is great to deal with. You know, whether he's going to win big, I don't know. But I think he's a very, very sharp guy who will, you know, if he's not great right away, he's certainly going to grow into the job.
Mm. And we're talking to Bob Kravitz of The Athletic. Bob, the million-dollar question is his personality, and will he be able to stand up and coach Carson Wentz, who proved to be difficult to a Super Bowl-winning coach, Doug Peterson? That's probably why he's not here. Nick, as far as standing up to Carson Wentz and coaching him tough, how do you think he will handle that?
Well, you know, he's had five different quarterbacks here in Indianapolis in 5 years, if you count Scott Tolzien, who lasted about 5 minutes in his first start before he threw a pick six and got yanked. But, you have to know that he has had some long conversations with Frank Reich. And Frank obviously knows Carson Wentz and his personality about as well as anybody. So he's not going in blind, is what I'm saying. You know, he knows what he's got with Carson Wentz. Now, you know more than I do about what management is thinking there, whether they're going to hold on to Carson or move him. But if they decide to keep him, I think Nick, because of his youth, his enthusiasm, his understanding of the situation through Frank Reich, I think is well positioned to handle whatever comes his way in terms of Carson Wentz.
Well, Bob, since you brought up the idea of him possibly moving, we may as well ask you about what's going on out there in Indy and with the Colts now that Phillip Rivers has retired.
Right.
The two, Indy, Carson Wentz, Frank Reich, Carson Wentz, we make the connections out here. What are you hearing?
Yeah,
what are you hearing, and what do you think, the next move is for the Colts as far as their quarterback position goes?
I think the two guys they're going to focus on are Matt Stafford in Detroit and Sam Darnold with the Jets. That's my educated guess. I don't think that Carson Wentz is necessarily in the mix. He could be, but based on what I've heard thus far, it's Darnold and Stafford, unless they can move way up in the draft and bring in a stud draftee. I don't think Wentz is going to happen in Indianapolis, but that's the early look at it. Things may change as we go along, but I think financially it's just going to be so hard to pull off.
So you think because of the financial ramifications?
I think that's part of it. Sure.
Okay. And what you would have to give up to get him, right? You would have to give up something to get him and take the contract.
And he's broken.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he needs to be significantly fixed. And I think that, if anybody can get him on the right track again, it's probably Frank Reich. But, I can't share my sources, but I'm hearing Stafford or Darnold are the two guys who would be the most likely candidates.
Mm.
Okay.
Bob, great stuff. We appreciate a few minutes.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
All right, there is Bob Kravitz. What?
Hey.
There's nobody that's in Indianapolis that he is.
Hey,
he
let you know right
icon.
There.
Yes.
Let you know right there. That's why I asked him. I honestly believe, listen, what it takes to get Wentz is part of it. But as it pertains specifically to Indy, because it ain't going to be cheap to get Sam Darnold.
No.
But the fact that Wentz is coming off a terrible year.
It's a risk.
Well, not only that, Mike Groh is there.
Oh, that's an issue.
Yeah, like Frank Reich isn't going to turn around. And isn't Mike Groh still there?
Yeah, no, I was wondering if there's no chance Mike Groh comes here to be the OC
Can we do a trade?
I would imagine Mike Groh is getting bumped up to Sirianni's spot. And we know the working relationship between Groh and Wentz. And these coaches, they stick together because players come and go. But it's a coaching fraternity. And you know, when you fire and hire guys, you're talking about how it affects their families also. So they're not going to fire Mike Groh,
right. Which
is why Doug didn't want to do it for Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
So Frank Reich's not going to do that, and he's also not going to bring Wentz into an environment and have that situation fester out there in Indy.
Yeah.
So that could also play a reason as to why Carson isn't headed to Indy. Mike Groh is there.
And we'll get back to the phones in a second. It's really interesting that the way that he is viewed around the league. Would you say that here's another reason why I think it's a good hire. And Bob Kravitz talked about it right there. Is that we?
Oh, you mean Sirianni viewed around the league?
Well, no, I mean, so I do believe that it was just a year before people thought that he was actually going to be a bona fide candidate, right? Like next year, if the Colts were good again, maybe he would have gotten the buzz to get it. But I think here's why it could work here with Carson Wentz. Is that, I mean, everybody would agree that Carson and Frank had a relationship where he trusted Frank, and that was his guy, right, with Carson. So if he trusts Frank, then Sirianni coming in here would have the inside track of being like, hey, I'm the extension of Frank. Like, you can trust me. Maybe Frank has a conversation with Carson.
Yeah, see, I look at this different. And I know we just got on Wentz. But I'm not looking at the next hire specifically about Carson Wentz. Like, the Eagles can't be doing that. Like, that's not something they should be doing. They got to look at, because you're not just coaching Carson Wentz. You're the coach of the entire team.
Yeah.
Of the entire team. So they need to be hiring someone. And listen, Danny Woodhead even said, I don't know if he has the ability to be the leader of men.
First thing he said.
Right? So these is one of these things that we just don't know. And then you got people out there that are going to believe, like Emmanuel Acho, who are going to believe that the Eagles just hired the next guy that they can control. Somebody who's young, with no real resume, doesn't have a strong leg to stand on to demand a lot of things coming in as a coach, and is pretty much going to be accepting of any conditions you put him under.
Sure.
Because he wants to be a head coach. He realizes he's got hired fast, just like Doug got hired before he should have.
Mm-hmm.
So you come in willing to coach under these circumstances.
Sure, you know what you're getting yourself into, and they know that what they're going to probably be able to get away with him, right?
Well, I mean, you don't get hired unless you agree to these things.
All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones. We'll go to Inge. Inge, how are you?
Nicky Sirianni. Who the hell is this guy? Huh?
Well, he's the offensive coordinator in Indianapolis.
Dude, I thought it was Nicky Soccobidi. That's my pizza guy.
Come on,
look,
man.
This is the problem.
Inge, that's Inge.
Yeah, that's not.
Inge, that's racist.
Yes.
To say that. That's racist to say that. Could you imagine if they hired an Asian coach and I said something similar to what you said?
Yo, first of all, there's no shot they would hire an Asian guy in this country.
All right, you got me there. You're an idiot. You like to hire or not?
Look, this is my point. I think they hired Carson Wentz's babysitter. Frank Wright, I have no idea. I don't know if Carson Wentz is the one that hired this guy. Did he talk to Reich and he said, we got this guy and maybe, you know, he has the same personality that I do. We go to the same Bible study. You'll like him. Is that what happened? Now, honestly, is that what happened?
I wonder if he did.
I wonder if he is. Like, I don't know.
I don't think Sirianni's the Bible study type guy.
Look, this is the point that I want to make, though.
Yes.
If he's the head coach, you got to hire a dominant defensive coordinator. And you forget about investing in the offense. I want to see how well he can coach. You have to bring in a name brand defensive coordinator and invest on that side of the ball, especially with that sixth pick. I don't want them to go out there and select a freaking receiver from Alabama with that sixth pick. I want them to attack the defense. There's no question about it.
Depending on which receiver you're talking about, he's more than just a freaking receiver from Alabama.
Yeah, he won't be there.
I don't want that skinny kid, that Smith kid. I don't want any of that stuff.
Oh, God.
All right, so you want defense. Okay, you want defense.
Focus on that defense. This is my point with
you're not wrong.
Doug Peterson. The reason why, in my opinion, this has nothing to do with how. And when I heard Doug Peterson talk after the season, he sounded very indecisive in terms of the quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah, clearly, Inge. Thank God he's out. Inge. As far as defense, I mean, regardless of who they hired as the head coach, they still need to hire a good defensive coordinator. And I mean, they've spent resources and money on the defense. Look at the defensive line. Yeah, it just hasn't worked out.
Yeah.
They just gave Slade pretty big money.
Okay.
I mean, it hasn't worked out, but I mean, they've tried. It's not that they
Well, yeah,
they
nobody's saying to go get free agents. We're saying draft guys. Yeah, we're not saying give people money.
No.
We're saying get good players.
We'll see who's there at six. We'll see. Let's go to Jamar in Woodstown. Jamar, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
Yo.
What's up, Jamar?
I'm in on the hire.
Okay.
I'm in on the hire because I'm an Eagles fan, so I support anybody who's trying to make this a better team, win a Super Bowl. Anyway, that brings me to my butt. Okay. You guys don't think that, first of all, let me say that where there's smoke, there's fire. So I believe there's some truth to that whole Deuce didn't get the job because he would have pushed too hard on Carson. Because it seems like they're making this whole head coaching and all this other stuff decision surrounding Carson Wentz. That's just what it seems like. That's what it looks like. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, you don't think that's setting a bad precedent for the locker room?
Well, if it wasn't Carson Wentz and it was just another quarterback, would you say the same thing?
Yes, I would.
Well, I'm just wondering if a team is supposed to make a hire in today's game based around or at least having in mind how he's going to coach up your franchise quarterback.
Well, let me ask you this question.
Or get the most out of him.
When you were a player, Ike, mm-hmm. okay, and you had a player, and we know there's some truth to it. Players have spoken about it.
Mm-hmm.
Your quarterback is difficult, mm-hmm. okay? Your quarterback is difficult, and all these things are swirling around him like they are. So then mm-hmm. you got to get a new head coach, right? Your team's got to get a new head coach. So when they're going in that head coaching search, there's rumors that, well, this guy's not getting it or that guy's not getting it because they don't want to push this quarterback too hard. This quarterback who is difficult, and they know he'll buck back if he gets pushed hard.
Mm. But Jamar, thank you. I appreciate it. I agree with like 100%.
Yeah, first of all, players aren't paying attention, and it is nonsense out here.
Right?
No players. They don't need to. They know what the situation is firsthand. They know what it is firsthand. And here's the other thing that players understand. At least they did when I played. You know, today you don't know about today's players, but we already know quarterbacks get treated differently. It's the same guy when the Jeff Garcia situation happened and they went out and drafted Kevin Cobb, Donovan got $6 million apology. What other player is going to complain to the organization you drafted another guy and getting money?
Nobody.
Getting a raise. Nobody else. So quarterbacks do that. We know quarterbacks are divas, prima donnas, get treated differently and everything else. That's been happening since we were in high school.
That's a good point.
The quarterback gets treated differently. Like, that's been happening. It happened in college.
You can't treat every player the exact same
you
way.
You don't treat every player the same.
That doesn't work.
You don't.
Also, Deuce isn't coaching Carson. Like, I know he's overall coach.
Go ahead and finish making
right,
the
but
point.
Like, Deuce isn't like working on his mechanics.
Right.
Like John DeFilippo is doing.
Right.
Like, he might hold more accountable, I guess, overall.
Overall, right.
But he's not, like, grilling him on, listen, you got to make this throw, step into that throw, you know, get your arm up. Like, that's not what he's doing.
No. But is he also setting the tone to let it be known that, like, hey, listen, this is how we're coaching the team.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he's setting the culture, and I think Deuce would have done a good job.
Yes.
This is not, like,
listen,
I think
if you
Deuce would have done a good
listen,
job.
Listen, to me, we're seeing this wrong. Because Carson is going to either be here based on his play or he's going to be gone.
Yeah.
Not based on whether or not he gets along with the coach, he's coachable, all this other stuff, players liking him. Players like players who help them win games, put money in their pocket.
Make him look good.
I played with Mike in Atlanta. Seems like the coolest quarterback, right? Didn't have but maybe two friends on the team. And those are guys that went to Virginia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have relationships with anybody else. He wasn't a bad guy as far as a bad teammate, but it wasn't like he was running around being kumbaya with everybody either.
Right.
But players don't care about that. It's a profession. You get paid. Do your job. You endear yourself to your teammates by winning football games, by being a great player. That's how teammates start to like you. That dude in Green Bay, oh, he's a great teammate now, ain't he? That dude in Green Bay is a great teammate now, ain't he?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Yeah,
exactly.
He's a leader. He's a leader.
Exactly. 2 years ago, he was a you-know-what, right?
Well, so much. I mean, think about it. They drafted a quarterback at least
exactly.
in part because he was a pain in the ass.
Exactly.
When they hired a new coach, they told him don't be part of the problem.
But when you win, oh, man, great teammate.
Yeah,
he's
and that
a
was
great teammate.
Win one for the Gipper.
And that's whether it's Carson or whomever is playing quarterback. You become the favorite when you win. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
Don't make it any more complicated than that. Go win football games, and they're going to like you. They are.
Pretty simple, right?
Yep.
Jack Fritz, thumbs up, thumbs down on the hire of Nick Sirianni?
I am definitely thumbs up. I like the high energy stuff. I do share the concerns about from Danny Woodhead about, you know, leading a group of men. Like, I think he's a good offensive hire, but I worry about the 53 rather than the offense.
Yeah, that's bigger.
Well, the fact that you've never done it before is also scary. I mean, like,
and see, my concern actually goes to the other part as how it pertains to the front office. See, that's where I'm more or less. I mean, unless John Dorsey is going to continue to
have his influence, I hope
you almost fear that you just brought a coach in that's going to be happy that he's the coach here,
kind of like Doug was at the beginning.
Yes,
and it's going to deal with make sure this guy's active on Sunday and this guy's active and this guy's active and.
My other thing is, like, what happens with the defense? Like, who's the defensive
coordinator? Well, that's the other thing.
Like, hire someone.
Well, it has to be a Schwartz kind of guy. Like a head coach, quote.
Well, who's the guy they had in Indy? I mean, that's a good defense.
I'm not
Indy.
Hiring that guy. Hear his name? Eberflusen?
Yeah, we would never get it right.
Oh, that guy sounds like a disaster. Well, sounds like a nasal spray.
That's a lateral move. I mean,
Does that mean he's not a good coach?
He might be a good coach, but that guy's not succeeding anywhere.
I'll be interested to see who exactly they're interested in. Because I agree with you, Jack. I think a veteran guy that maybe has been a head coach before makes a lot of sense just that can help him. Hey, also, who's going to be
like
his offensive coordinator?
Like who?
Well, I mean, your former coach just got hired.
I mean, you say you agree with Jack. Like who?
Wade Phillips.
Oh, man.
Wade Phillips.
Well, I mean, it's a 3-4 defense. Well, I'm talking about a Wade Phillips
75 years old.
Your guy just got hired by the Falcons.
Who?
Dean Pease.
Dean Pease came back?
Yeah, he got hired by the Falcons.
Raheem Morris.
Seriously?
Raheem Morris also got hired by the Rams, so he's out.
Wasn't Dean Pease your first coach?
Yeah, dude, he retired. I got a thank you message from him as a former player.
Really?
And he went back to coach?
Just like Favre. Is Dean Pease the new Brett Favre?
Yep. Can't figure it out. He's Ray Leonard.
Hey, he coached me at Michigan State, man, for 3 years. Yeah, he's my D coordinator under Saban.
And he just went back into the NFL?
Dude.
How old's
I
Dean Pease?
I just saw him last year what year did they play Tennessee in the preseason? On the regular season.
The regular season was down in Tennessee.
He's 71.
Yeah, one of the years they played him here, and I saw him at the game. Yeah, he's been with Baltimore. He's won a Super Bowl with New England.
He won
with Baltimore, with Tennessee. Hell yeah.
Coach,
I thought he's 70. He just came back?
He did.
A little pep in his step.
I guess Wade Phillips is on the
what about this name? What about this name? Interviewed with the Bears yesterday.
Who?
Mike Singletary.
No.
Oh, yeah, bring in Singletary.
No, he's never
Seth Joyner and Singletary.
He's never been a coordinator, Mike Singletary.
He's been a head coach, though.
Seth might be mad as hell if you bring in Mike Singletary.
Ooh. Yeah, but
he wouldn't be able to handle it.
I mean, talk about an eagle. Like, Seth, Mike Singletary.
I wonder would he rip Singletary, though, especially if Singletary's not blitzing.
Could you? He would.
Marvin Lewis?
Ooh.
Lovie Smith?
Ooh, Lovie.
Mm.
I don't mind Lovie. Tampa, too?
Yeah, he's available. Raheem Morris just took a job. Dan Quinn signed with somebody, right?
Yeah.
Gus is gone.
Dan Quinn's with the Cowboys.
Right, yeah. That's right.
Mike Nolan's definitely available.
Oh, hell no,
Gus
not
is gone.
Mike Nolan.
I have no interest in Greg Williams. I have no interest in Mike Nolan.
Well, Greg Williams for the tank if you're trying to go, 4-12
Dude, Greg,
next year.
Listen, in all seriousness, we need Greg Williams. Man.
One year.
We do. It's not going to last long, but we need him.
They'll be trying to kill people.
What?
On the field.
What?
Right guy, right city, Greg Williams.
Yes. It won't last long.
Marvin Lewis, if he wants to be a coordinator, would be an excellent hire.
Yeah, that's a professional hire.
Yeah, that'd be a good hire. Unless
you get to the playoffs.
Is Jim Schwartz available?
I want Greg Williams, man. Stop.
Do you imagine? Fines. Guys are getting suspended.
Well, he blitzes a lot.
He blitzes. Seth would be happy with the blitzing.
Yes.
All right, coming up, Ike mentioned it a couple minutes ago, but Emmanuel Acho weighed in on the Sirianni hire.
Former Eagle linebacker.
Former Eagle. He's Fly Eagle Sly, hashtag.
Great Eagle.
And he's,
how long did he play here?
Preseason?
Nah, he was here longer than that, at least a couple games. All right, he weighs in on what he thinks about the Sirianni hire. That's coming up next. Mark Sirianni, 94 WIP.
Hey, listen up, football fans. I've got the – is that the right one? Nope. It's not the right one. The playoffs are my favorite of the year, and I can't wait to bet all the action this weekend. Pull it together, man, on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Yes, I know that'll be clipped. And if you've never tried FanDuel before, the playoffs are the perfect time to give it a shot, because right now, new users can get an exclusive 25-1 odds boost on any team to win during the conference championships this weekend. That's right, 25-1 odds, any team, any playoff game this weekend. Don't miss out on this exclusive offer. Now, I've been betting on football on FanDuel all season long, and it's because FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of Radio.com and 94WIP. Now, I expect the conference game in the American Conference, that's how I had to say, the AFC, I expect that to be a high-scoring game between those two teams. Looks like the starting quarterback is going to be back in that game. They are a slight favorite, but I still expect that game to go over, and I am taking the upset in the National Football Conference. The underdogs, the road team, I like Tampa going up to Green Bay. Hope it snows, too. They keep talking about Tampa can't play in the snow. Where'd they think the quarterback played at for 20 years? In Tampa? I don't think so. Give me Tampa plus the points. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Make sure you use promo code Ike so they know that I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Ike.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.